wonderful time now. It's our guest, Hyacinth Myers. Welcome back, Hyacinth.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Lovely to see you. You're looking really well. And but you, when you were here several months ago, you were just starting out on your workshop career and doing the... I know you've been really strongly involved in community work, but just tell me, how have all the workshops and all that gone on, and what are you planning for this year?
The workshops have actually gone down quite well. I've been doing the workshops on an individual basis, and I've also started a sister circle, which is a space for women to just kind of come together, do the meditation and learn about the programme as well. It's a bit more of an informal setting, so though both of those have actually gone down really well, so it's been great actually doing that since March
wow.
last year. Yeah.
So have you just finished now? So what are you planning for this year?
I'm planning for this year. I've actually got a crowdfunding campaign launching next week.
Oh, next week, right.
A thunderclap, which is basically just for people to spread the word about the crowdfunding campaign.
Okay.
The actual 7-week programme will start late March or early April.
Oh, okay. That's
after the money's been raised, yeah. Because the crowdfunding is actually to get 10 women through on... I think it's about 90% scholarships.
Oh, excellent.
So it's mostly paid for.
Yeah.
Yeah, and actually just to do a range of other things. So I've actually got an overseas trip.
Let me just, when you talk about each workshop, tell us about the themes and what inspired you to actually put them together.
Okay, so the program's actually called Empower 7, which actually spells out the themes, which was, for me, I believe the 7 ways of overcoming any kind of adversity, really. So the themes are about embracing, motivating yourself, taking back power, overcoming adversity, wellness on a general level, looking at the whole of yourself.
Excellent.
The emotional intelligence and the resilience part as well.
That's fabulous. And listeners, you know, we were talking about letting go of the old and bringing in the new. Hyacinth's course and workshop sounds absolutely a trigger to keep you going. And it'll be March, April. The date will be firmed up later. So, Hyacinth, I just was wanted to say to you, I heard from a little bird that you've been put forward for the Diva of Colour Award. And under the category, they've given you, you're in the finalists of Women of Honour. Now, how did that come about?
That was actually quite unexpected. I've actually seen the Diva of Colour Awards for the last few years, and I just thought, wow, it would be great to be up there, actually.
Wow, and then you were.
Yes, wow. And it's actually really about my service to community. So really from starting my community work at the age of 15 in local adventure playgrounds and charities, and then kind of working, you know, like in prisons, in HIV organisations, and in quite a number of organisations in Hackney and beyond as well. So
that's a lot of big work. So are you saying you've done that for a chunk of years? If you were 15?
Yes, for the last 30 years, actually, I've been doing my community work.
Yeah,
and a lot of that has actually also been quite, voluntary as well.
Yeah.
Just for the love of it, really.
Yeah. And to see the difference in people's lives that you must have made. Well, I think it's got to have your number on it, love. I can't wait to hear that you've won it. So when would that happen? Is it like a music awards? Is it a big affair? I suppose it is.
Yes, it is. It actually takes place at the end of March, actually. Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh. And it looks like a really big kind of gala with
you've
a dinner.
You've got to save up for your frock, love.
I definitely will do. I might even get something made.
Yeah, do. Go, girl. And a tiara. Do the diva image, love it. Okay, so coming back to your work, you were saying that you're actually going abroad as well. Was that Antigua, did you say?
Yes, it is.
So, and what are you, is it a holiday or you're working? What are you doing there?
It's actually a combination of both. It's actually a working holiday with an organisation called Inspire Your Beers. Inspire Your Beers. For business
Your
owners.
Beers, oh, business, oh, right, okay.
Yeah, so, I'll be actually doing a few talks over there. I'm just starting to contact organisations.
Right. So are you going to do your workshops that you've been doing here? Or
I'm going to do probably a mini workshop or a few mini workshops.
Tasters?
Yes.
Okay,
yeah.
And when's that?
That's actually the 6th of March, I leave.
Oh, wow. You'll be just ready for a dose of sunshine.
Yeah, and it's actually fantastic to be in, yet again, International Women's Month then.
Yeah, of course it's March, yeah. Of course, yeah. Oh, wow. I just love the idea of that. So in terms of, you're talking about doing your new courses in March or April, and you're going to do crowdfunding. Mm-hmm. Where do you think you'll be, say, in a couple of years? Can you sort of put yourself ahead for a couple of years' time? What is your ideal? If I gave you the magic wand, what would it be?
It would actually be running the live program probably once a year and doing quite a lot of online coaching, because there are people from abroad who actually want to do this work with me, and right. I haven't even set up my online program yet. So, right.
So that's a biggie.
It's actually, yeah, so it's doing yeah. that. And also probably more international work, because I'm really looking forward to starting to travel and do this work as
yeah.
well.
Yeah. That's great. So have you got a website and all that sort of stuff?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, okay. So we'll give you that at the end of the programme. You mentioned earlier, Hyacinth, about the group called Sister Circle. Now, how does that work, and where did that idea come from?
Well, I actually started the workshops in March for the program, and then I was meeting women who wasn't sure about coming to the workshops, but they wanted to have some kind of gathering where the women could just kind of be a bit more informal. They wasn't actually going to learn in that kind of sense and do like the meditation and network. So I actually decided to put on a sister circle, which is in the evening monthly for 2 hours.
Right. And so is it a free-for-all, or do you have a theme you're going to talk about, or do you let them lead it? How does it work? I love the title.
It's actually just it's kind of would be themed every session. Yeah,
right.
So depending on I kind of use a lot of my intuitive stuff, so I tap into things during my own meditation, so I'm kind of guided
excellent.
By that of how to
excellent.
Run it. Yeah.
So give us a couple of examples of what you did talk about in the sister circle.
We did one which was just about really which was based on the first module, which was about just embracing yourself and trying to let go of old stories, and yeah. we did a meditation around just letting go of those old stories and
excellent.
Starting to create new kind of more positive thoughts yeah. and stories.
I should have had you in earlier for my theme this week. It's letting go of the old. Where does it belong in 2017? And focus on the new 2018. That sounds wonderful.
Yeah.
So are you intending to continue the Sister Circle? Because it sounds
yes,
like a preamble to your workshops.
Yes,
so
it
when
is.
They get confident, they then join your workshop. That
yeah.
sounds a great idea, yeah.
Yeah, and I just thought it's also for the woman who's got a bit more, who hasn't maybe got the 4 hours to dedicate to the workshop and wants to get involved
yes.
with other women and feel safe enough, yeah, to decide to maybe do the program or just a single workshop.
Yeah, that's great that you give that option of choice.
Mm-hmm.
So where do your workshops run? Whereabouts do you run them?
I'm actually doing them in Tottenham in
right.
a building called the Tottenham Enterprise Centre.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so it's actually there.
Right, so you have a, that's where you do all your workshops.
Yes,
and your
is.
Sister circle, so you're known there.
Yes.
That's great, okay.
Yeah.
What else in terms of the sister circle, the workshops, are there other things that are sort of bubbling in the background for you that you want to do? Going abroad or?
Yes, there is. I was actually, well, I've been approached by a number of parents.
Right.
To do some meditation sessions, and their parents, who most of them have actually got children that have either got disabilities or special educational
needs.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
So I'm actually going to start running a daytime meditation session there.
Excellent.
And we'll just kind of use little bits of themes of the program, but it's mostly just focused on the meditation, so that'll just be a 1 hour workshop.
Well, that's wonderful.
And that'll be based on a donation as well.
Yeah that's great, because that really opens the door. You're really reaching out wonderfully.
Yeah.
Hyacinth, it turns out that Hyacinth is also writing a book, so tell us about that. Have you got a title for it?
Yes, the book is actually called The Empower Seven.
Oh, right. Oh, so it's connected with your workshop.
Yes,
yeah,
it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how far are you with that? Have you just started it, or is it on its way? Or?
No, I'm actually 3/4 of the way through that.
Woo!
I was aiming to finish it by the end of January,
right.
But yeah, I'm going to see.
But still possible?
Yes,
yeah,
it is.
Yeah. Wow, well yeah. done. So have you got, how far down the road are you in terms of getting it edited, published and all that? Have you sort of put out feelers for that?
Yes, I have. Yes,
oh,
I've got people that are going to help me with that as well. I've found the publishers and printers, so already
wow.
I'm aiming to try and get that done by the end of International Women's Month.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah, that's really my aim.
That's really exciting. So you'll have copies to go to Antigua as well, won't you?
No, because I'll be going to Antigua before.
Oh, right. Okay. When are you going?
The 6th of March.
Oh, the beginning. Yeah, oh, okay.
Which is a shame, but yes.
Never mind. You can take a couple of proof copies, love. Yeah. So like, the listeners are standing poised with their laptops, pens, pencils. Give us all your details, Hyacinth. Have you got a website?
Yes, I have. The website is actually www.soulconsciouscreations.com.
Is that one word?
Yes, it is.
Is it soul, S-O-U-L?
Yes, it
is. Say that again.
www.soulconsciouscreations.com.
Lovely.
And there's also a Facebook business page, which is www.facebook.com/Hyacinth, H-Y-A-C-I-N-T-H, J Myers, as one word.
Excellent. Say that again.
www.facebook.com/Hyacinth J Myers.
Right, lovely. Sounds fabulous. So in terms of, you're going to have your head down with the book, aren't you, from now till March, as well
yes,
as creating your courses and stuff. Well, I wish you all the very best in terms of the Silver... What is it? The Sisters Circle?
Sisters
Circle and the Empower 7. And thanks ever so much for